Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, it's Ann Revell-Petcher back with Mike Lauer, my co-host today. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, Ann. We're having some great guests, great time, and this next one I'm actually really excited about. I don't know a lot about TruPhone, but I feel like I'm going to learn a lot more.
Yeah, we have with us today the Vice President of Marketing for TruPhone Americas, which means multiple Americas. I'd like to introduce Pascal de Hasela.
Thanks for having me in.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the portable studio. We have mobile studio. We have mobile microphones.
It's great to be here. Yeah, and it's a mobile topic.
It's a mobile topic.
Technology, right?
As is TruPhone.
Yeah, yes. We did that for you.
Yeah,
it's all for you.
That was a nice bump and set. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell us all, set the stage, what is TruPhone?
TruPhone. Well, TruPhone is, we've built the world's first mobile network without country borders. So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, let's put it in context, right? So most people are accustomed to their wireless service and their home territory being synonymous with their home country. Okay.
Sure.
We're different, right? So our customers are not at home. They're at home in the U.S., but they're also at home in the U.K. and in Hong Kong and Germany, Spain,
nice.
Poland, Australia, and other parts of the world. And so what we work to do is we work to facilitate international mobile communications, and we do it better than anybody else.
Wow. So, okay, my parents live in Canada. Mm-hmm. And every time I travel to Canada, I have to go to the Rogers Network, and I have to pay more. And some, you know, is it the kind of thing where I don't have to worry about that anymore? When I go to Italy, I can take my device.
Yeah. So we focus on. Let me start with. We're focused on serving the needs of global business.
Business, excellent.
Right. So we really focus heavily on multinational organizations.
Okay.
That have international communication needs, right? And whether they're communicating internationally, outbound from, for example, the U.S., or if they're traveling all over the world, that gives them. We give them a user experience and a reasonable cost and a lot of other benefits that they otherwise might not have.
Like what?
Well, let me back up and talk about the landscape of the environment.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, let's
TruPhone,
do that.
If that's okay.
Yeah, right? No, that's great.
So today...
Pretend we know nothing.
Pretend you know nothing.
Just pretend, though.
Okay.
We don't actually know nothing.
I'm sure you know plenty.
About nothing.
No. So in mobility today, in enterprise mobility, right, a mobile manager that owns the policy for an organization would have a struggle in terms of serving the needs of those that communicate internationally, right? So they, before TruPhone, they were really left with one of two rather distasteful choices.
Distasteful is a good word.
Yeah, distasteful. So option one would be that they would equip their specific users that have international needs with a device and service through their U.S.-focused provider.
Right.
Right. And then they travel abroad, use their device as normal, and come home to exorbitant bills.
Pay the bill. Yeah.
Right? And these are commonly in the thousands of dollars, and I've heard all sorts of horror stories, which you can talk about. That's option one. Option two is that in an effort to avoid those exorbitant, ridiculous bills.
Said bills, yes.
Yes. The option two is to ask those users to communicate in a different way than they're previously accustomed. Right, so it might be curtailing their usage. It might be ducking into a Wi-Fi hotspot in a coffee shop.
Right.
It might be, you know, Skyping home or whatever
Which is inconvenient at the least.
Well, it is inconvenient at the least. But when you think of really the customers that we work with, I mean, our users tend to be white collar executives, right? Important people to an organization,
right, absolutely.
And they need to be accessible and
at
productive
all times.
At all times, because they conduct
just
business.
Like me. Like I have to be reachable at all times.
Well, I'm confident that you would probably be a good target for us.
There you go.
And so the net of it is, you know, you had choice one, which was crazy exorbitant fees in order to keep those important people connected, or ask them to do something that they don't want to do. Neither's a good option,
mm-hmm.
right? So what TruPhone does is we provide our customers with the ability to stay connected around the world at a reasonable cost and actually get closer to their customers with some of the features and patents that we have. I can talk about that if that's of interest.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things that's, I'll talk about two things that are different about how we're networked and architected.
I mean, this is just super interesting. I'm zoned in.
So if let's just say, for example, Michael, that you are in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Okay. With your mobile device from perhaps a U.S. provider.
Sure.
Okay. Let's say that you're on your smartphone and you wanna go ahead and maybe look up a restaurant locally for you, right?
Sure. I'm going to Yelp it.
What happens with that data session is it's tromboning halfway around the world.
Yeah, it's going to bounce off like 18 different carriers.
Well, it's going to come back to the U.S. and come and to the U.S. and back to Hong Kong.
Right.
Right. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that that network experience is not going to be as solid as you'd want it to be. Right. There's going to be some latency, and it's not going to be the true experience you'd expect. Right. What's different about TruPhone in this scenario is since we've built the world's first global mobile network, right, we've got network nodes all over the world, right, and that session is going to stay in Hong Kong. You're going to have a very solid data experience and what you'd be expecting in terms of speed, right, which no one else has done. We've built this up over time. Okay, so first of all, you know,
you saw this coming.
We saw this coming, and we built the network in such a way that it's built for global needs, for global business.
Right.
Now, one of the other cool things really is that with our technology, with our patents, we have the ability to have multiple international numbers on a single device. So on my iPhone, for example, or my BlackBerry, or my Android device, right, I have, in this case, 8 international phone numbers on one. So I have a U.S. number, I've got a British number, I've got a Dutch number, Hong Kong number, an Australian. They're all tied to the same voicemail and all active at all times.
Wow.
Now you might say, well, why on earth would you want that, right? Well, I happen to be someone that has an international lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right? So
absolutely.
I've got family, I've got colleagues all over the world. Right? So here's what it does. Having an international number that I can give that international number to my colleagues abroad, and it's local to them.
Right, exactly.
So my colleagues in London, because we're US our headquarters are in London, but our US operations are right here in North Carolina,
okay.
Right in Durham,
sure.
Right in the Research Triangle. And my UK colleagues will call me on my British number. It's local for them. It's local for me. Our footprint's bigger, right? We don't think about the meter.
Right.
Right. When I call them back, interestingly enough, I could be here in North Carolina, but it's my British number that appears on their caller ID.
So you don't have to go in and tell it.
I don't have to tell it.
It just knows by location.
Our network understands this, right?
That's so cool.
So I appear local even when I'm not, right?
Cool.
I have family in the Netherlands, yeah. And I have an uncle that's going through a tough time right now, openly. And we've never been closer, and he calls me on my Dutch number. What these extra numbers do is, honestly, it changes relationships. It makes us tighter. And we have customers that just absolutely rave about having
sure.
the ability to have multiple international
well,
numbers
it makes total
closer
sense
to the
me.
Customers.
And with this mobile technology trend and just with technology in general nowadays, the world's always small and getting smaller. Now it's just getting flatter, right?
That's an interesting analogy, yeah.
And so, I mean, you are expediting that and making it so you can essentially be in Hong Kong and North Carolina.
I can be, yes. It's sort of Star Trek-y, I realize.
But it is.
In terms of business, it does make our customers closer
right, so
to
I get
their,
that for the phone thing.
Customers.
How does that deal with data and data usage and speed of internet connection?
Because the servers are still here.
Well, now most business isn't done over the phone. It's done through an online connection.
Oh, yeah. It's a great question, right? So
I specialize in great questions.
This is what you do for a living. So one would hope that you specialize in great questions. So our service is voice, data, and SMS globally. Right?
Sure.
So our service works in over 200
countries
around the
world. And
the
text message is the same thing with the phone number?
That's
so cool.
Yeah, and all of those numbers again are active at all times.
That's
so
awesome.
We are committed to providing full service voice, data, and SMS for our customers, and they demand it, frankly.
Sure. Well, yeah. And yeah. it would seem once they start doing this that they're there forever, they're invaluable, and they can't get enough of what you guys are doing.
We're having some great growth within our business.
And I'm sure right there's growing pains with that.
Well, sure. You know, no one, we're pioneers here. No one's ever
right.
built a global mobile operator before, right?
So this amazing.
We are pioneers in this space, but we are very fortunate because we have some fantastic customers. We're working with three of the largest five global banks in the world. We work with major manufacturers, major consultancies. We work with major
UN.
Sports teams.
Don't you think like the UN needs this?
I think the UN does need this.
I think the UN might need
this. They're among the targets, definitely.
Absolutely. I think about this because my daughter's doing her PhD in international environmental policy. So she's traveling all over the place, but there's a million people just like her who are not affiliated with a major corporation, but need to have access to this kind of thing. And I'm just thinking at some point you're going to get to the point where you're going to be able to offer this to world travelers.
Yeah, well, our goal certainly is to be able to help our customers stay connected globally, period, right? And
right.
while our focus right now is certainly on business,
corporate.
you can see with the whole consumerization of IT and the needs around the world, there's certainly some relevancy there. And we
Absolutely.
Understand that. We
yeah.
understand that.
So back to the data usage, explain the internet connection and how that works and what kind of benefits that customers get and companies get for using you guys for a data connection.
It's just as good as
anything
else,
right?
So it's interesting, right? So if you look across the world, right, across the world, the speeds and feeds across the world vary. Right?
Sure.
There's parts of world that aren't even 3G yet.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, you go to Djibouti.
Yeah,
it's 2.5G, and they're working on trying to get to 3G, and there's no global standards for 4G LTE
sure.
quite yet, right? So we provide a solid 3G plus experience, you know, all over the world wherever it's possible, right? And because of the way that we're architected, our business customers are very excited because we provide very solid coverage. We've built our own network. Umbrella network, if you will, for the whole world. And then the only part of the network that we don't have are the radio towers. So we partner with tier one providers to leverage their radio towers all over the world.
Yeah, so this is what you get for True. When you go with TrueFone as a company, you get, my clients are going to have an easier time getting a hold of me, mm-hmm. and they're going to not be disincentivized for getting a hold of me because I have a local number for them. Mm-hmm. I can reach them more easily because I can get them from any point in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sacrificing on my data. If anything, I'm getting a better internet rate wherever I go. It's going to be consistent in everything. So I can conduct business the same way no matter where I am.
So you've hit it right on the head. So our customers rave about the fact that they can be more productive, right? Because they're not having to think twice about how they use their mobile devices anywhere in the world, right?
Right.
So they're more productive and more accessible, right, as a result.
Sure.
They are closer to their customers,
right?
For the same reasons we talked about with the multiple.
I mean,
numbers.
Relationships are everything, including even for your business. I mean, you got to maintain a relationship.
It makes pun intended, a world of difference, right?
Yeah.
To be able to stay closer to our customers in that way. And then thirdly, I guess the key other thing is that we deliver a true global experience, and it comes with one the network architecture that I described, but it also comes with a global service experience. I mean, we know, for example, that our users tend to be rather discerning, right? These are the high level executives that are running organizations,
yeah.
and so you can imagine that they need white glove service, right?
Right?
And if they happen to have a problem with their device and they're in the middle of I don't know
Tijuana, whatever
it is, if they left their phone in a taxi in Singapore, they need to find a way to get that fixed, right? And our global service department is, you know, 24/7. Go ahead and test us in Cantonese. I mean, we speak in 8 languages, 24/7. We're going to be there, and actually, our net promoter scores have been phenomenal, in line with you know, the likes of Disney and others. You know, forget about the industry. You know, we're talking
right.
really solid net promoter scores, which is fantastic.
And personally, I find that's the most valuable thing because I mean, something's going to go wrong, something's going to happen. But how do you take care of the customer? How do you satisfy their needs off of the normal service? That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we think so, and it's been we're only growing right now,
yeah.
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people have been talking about here at this particular conference is that sort of consumerization, and BYOD keeps popping its head up. Are you device restricted with this?
You know, our focus is really in the corporate liable space for wireless. The restrictions around devices are more around the specific SKUs. So let me explain what I mean by that. Not every iPhone, not every Android device, not every BlackBerry is created equal.
Right.
Okay. So the way that the devices work is they tie back to specific bands. So if you can think of frequencies as sort of layers of a cake, you know,
sure.
in the air, right?
Okay.
Every device is tied back to certain frequency layers, right? And that delivers the type of experience that you'd want. Now, we're very specific about making sure that the user experience is solid. So we provide our customers with, for example, pentaband devices that work on the largest number.
Well, each country has its own RF requirements.
Precisely. So we're pretty particular about that.
You have to be. I mean, you don't have an option.
Yes, but what we do is we work across all the major platforms, and we're just very specific about prescribing to our customers which ones will.
Otherwise, it's not going to work when they go to Tijuana.
Precisely, yeah.
Yep. Interesting. So what's next for you guys?
What's next? Well, we have some exciting announcements coming very soon, which I will just leave you with that tease.
Reed is not going to let you say anything.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Your handler's here.
I don't think so. But I'll tell you that, you know, for us, we see that the needs to support our global customers, you know, that footprint's really, really important. So know that we're going to continue to make sure that the types of services that we have are as incredibly relevant as they can be for a multinational. And we've got a lot of good stuff in the labs, too. So I'm going to tease you with that.
We're looking forward to it.
And would love the opportunity.
And that's happening here in Durham.
We have labs all over the world.
You do? Of course you do.
Yeah, we do. We're a global company.
You're a global company.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, you know, it's been really great to have you on the show. We appreciate you.
Where can folks go to learn more about you guys, companies find you, to maybe team up with you?
Truphone.com, TRUPHONE.com, or they can call at 888-99-MOBILE.
Great.
Yeah. Excellent.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about this, and the state of technology here in North Carolina is looking pretty good. Huh?
It's looking great, and it's only getting better. And that's the cool thing that we're finding here. So it's great to get it, John, and hear more about what you guys are doing.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right, we'll be back in a few at NCTA.